to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast, where we dissect the political agenda. No, we don't do that. We talk about video games. That's what we do. And I am Spanish.
I am Mike.
Some call me Jack.
I'm Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow, twitch.tv/gamefix. I thought I had that backwards.
I was about to help you, but I was like, he'll get it. Yeah, so like he said, the website gamefixshow.com is where you'll find everything, including our social media, our Patreon, all of our social media, as well as you could listen to the recorded show right there on the page. Yeah, the latest show right there on the page. You can download it, and we'd appreciate that. Yes, 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 we'd appreciate that. So, okay, a lot on the docket. Who am I fooling? There's not a lot on the docket. It's the PlayStation Showcase! I wish I had like some sound for that, but I don't. Well, apparently that's where you guys come in, and I appreciate that. So,
who plays PlayStation here?
Huh? Jack, you do too. What are you talking about? Yeah.
One game.
Okay. Well, that is that a credit card in there? That's not how that works. Anyway. no. Okay. yeah. So we'll get to that. By the way, Jack, we talk video games.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now you get it. You're like, oh, not that just, makes sense. Yeah.
Not just fix them.
Yeah. Not just Nintendo or anything like that. Yeah. And we don't just fix the games. We talk about them. So okay. But we'll get to all of that. Plus, there's some other stuff to get to. I did wanted to say real quick before we talk about what we've been playing, I'll get it out of the way. I just heard, I don't know if you guys heard that Tina Turner passed away. That's a thing.
Yeah, I heard about that this afternoon.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah, I guess you could have told me, Tina Turner died 10 years ago and I would have felt the same way. So, okay, congratulations, Tina Turner.
Great, thanks. We didn't ask about how you felt like that, but okay. And then the other one, we did lose another one, and that's Ray Stevenson. And according to us nerds, that's kind of a big loss. You know, he was in all the Thor movies. He was the other guys. We can name a couple other movies he was in, and that kind of sucks. That one kind of hurts, at least as far as the shows go. So rest in peace, Tina Turner. Rest in peace. Ray Stevenson. Yes. Not, I didn't really mean to start it off on a bad note, but yeah.
You didn't. I'm not sad.
All right, good. You don't care.
It got better after the PlayStation part.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. That's the end of the show. Do you guys even want to talk about PlayStation? Sounds like you don't.
I'm
just move on. We have other stuff we can talk about.
There's some good shit coming out.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. Well, Jack, since you're so talkative, why don't you start us off? What have you been playing this week?
Oh, not a lot. Just the usual, pretty much. Overwatch and, oh, yeah, Jedi Survivor. Got a little bit farther. I got the cross guard finally.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if I can't switch to another weapon while I'm carrying that one. It won't let me.
You can't switch stance.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to make sure that it's on. You can only switch to two. There's only you have to set them.
Right. Ever since I got the cross guard, I can't.
I bet you might have assigned it to both.
It could be.
You could have assigned it to maybe. Both. Stances, and you. Yeah.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. So,
I've had one complaint about that game so far.
Go ahead.
And it's because the last mission or the map or the whatever planet I was on. So you're using BD1 as a zip line guy, and you had to jump across a couple zip lines, and you had to jump back and forth onto a turning wall that you have to run to jump to another wall. Man, so many times I needed to go this way, but when I landed, fucking take off that way off the edge of the wall, so I can't double jump back. Died so many times.
Sounds like a user issue, not a game issue, because I did it in one shot.
Maybe it's because I'm playing on PlayStation. It's the PlayStation controller. No, and played a new game today. Well, not really new, but Verlaine played this one with me, but I'll wait for him to go.
Okay.
And well, that is all I've been playing so far.
Well, Verlaine, then in that case, you go second.
I guess I have to go second. So I've been playing stuff like Overwatch. I actually went and bought Prototype 1 and 2. I played through 1. I never played 2, and they're awesome. I think the game's awesome. So I don't know. I just, and it was cheap for both of them. It was like $14 or something. The game Jack is talking about is Call of Duty. But we were playing the DMZ mode. Which is a new mode. I mean, since we've been playing, it's actually fairly new. And it's more it's like, beta. It says beta. It's kind of like Rainbow Six, that other one we played. You have like a mission, like you have missions to complete it, a little bit. So it's kind of like, think of Warzone. It was just me and Jack. We started a place. You want to loot and find items, but you can grab normal items, like a normal like game that has, you know, looting, and then you can cash them in. So you can, it sucks though, because you fill up your fucking backpack with like a lighter and a piece of shit. And then you have to go to the boxes where you usually would buy us back or buy equipment, and you sell that stuff for just to get rid of it. I sell it to get rid of it, but you get like whatever experience or money or whatever.
Money. The fuck you get is. Money. So you can buy new stuff. You can buy new weapons and stuff while you're down there.
Yeah. So it's pretty much, you have Warzone going on. The cloud is still coming in through the map. You have to do a bunch of missions and then extract out of the map before you die.
So you get there, do a bunch of missions, get a bunch of money, as much money as you can, get to the extraction. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. And there's, while you're doing it though, there aren't as many players, but there are live players. But dude, there's so much AI, and there's like, you'll do certain things or kill someone, and all of a sudden backup comes and a helicopter and all these guys come out. So it's pretty fun. It's cool. I don't know how long I would actually play it, but I'd still give it a little bit of more of a whirl. I'm sure they put stupid little Easter eggs that, you know, if you go to certain things and do certain things, other things happen.
You can pick up keys that you go to different points that will open up lock boxes, because there's some boxes that you can't open because they're locked, or doors that to get in. So I guess that's where the good weapons are. But we had a pretty good experience that we were both extracted out of it.
Yeah.
Because we were running, the time was counting down. I got to the extraction point, jumped on the helicopter and left. And Verlaine was stuck on
it. It took off immediately. Yeah, I thought he triggered it, but it like left immediately. So I was stuck. Well, I wasn't stuck. Okay. I was still on the fucking island, and ended up making it out. Like, it was fucking nuts. So yeah, that was, cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. I guess a lot of the people that play it, that the point is just to go through the missions, which that will never be something that I want to do. Like, people that are playing this like hardcore, they'll look at their missions, and like the mission seriously will be like, to get this mission checked off, you have to have fucking like a lighter, a monkey wrench, and a car battery on you at the same time. But then these people are like so into it that they kind of know what the drop rates are, which is fucking like, come on, nerds. Like, really, you're going to play a game and look that up? But, and that's what they do. They'll just do a run, try to get everything. Oh, time, I didn't get it. Helicopter back and restart and try to do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. Call of Duty's still fucking alive.
Well, it's probably not going to die for a long time. That's for sure.
And that's it.
Well, unless that's shit, PlayStation.
Though. Yeah.
They're taking it away from us. They're not taking it.
Get killed, community.
Oh yeah, you lose your loadout. But I'm not like that. I guess that could be a pain if you really care about your guns. If you bring the guns in, almost like if you started a war zone with your loadout. If you die and you don't win, you lose it. So then you can also find other weapons, and like taking weapons in is considered contraband or some shit. I don't know. It's cool though. And that's it.
Okay.
And you get
you should get an achievement for that. Mike, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Sequel, and it's still all right, but I'm already a little bit bored with the tediousness of the building mechanics, because you figure out how everything works, and I had the similar problem with Breath of the Wild, is you get the little Wii U thing that he gives you to build or move objects around, and like that's the game's gimmick, but the second I get off like the first couple of islands, it just sort of feels a little bit samey. You don't really get that many new enemies to run into, or at least I haven't run into many yet. I've just been having fun building random shit and seeing what it does than actually progressing in the game. So it's Skyrim all over again for me. I'm not even really progressing in the game. I'm just tinkering around with shit. It's still all right. It's still nothing really all that spectacular.
Have you made anything cool?
Not really. I've just fought like bigger versions of what do they call them? Like guardian constructs, which really they just look like pieces of shit that are just like animated and they just come at you. Okay, not like actual shit, but it just looks like old decayed like ruined technology, just like real rustic technology that just comes after you. And there's just something really impersonal about fighting enemies like that. It's like, okay, you've like beat up a hunk of stuff, you collect its goods, and then like another hunk of stuff reanimates itself and attacks you. You beat that up and you collect its goods. So it's like the way for the game to feed you resources to continue building your wacky weapons and everything, to try and get around the weapon durability by just gluing shit together. But the game's not really like combat centric, so the enemies are pretty much just there to give you supplies, which I guess in the essence of like game design, it's properly thought out in the sense that you don't have to go out and forage for a ton of it. But at the same time, it's not really that engrossing if you're looking for something a little bit more like substantive. It's all right. Just not amazing. The other game that I was playing, and I'm actually finally glad I got a chance to re-download this again, was Battle Kid, Fortress of Peril, which was made available on Xbox thanks to a buddy of mine on Facebook. He got the game funded and republished, so it's on the Xbox marketplace now. And Battle Kid, it was... When I was first getting back into gaming in like the early 2010s, it was one of the first homebrews that I remember downloading and playing. It was actually released with like a physical cartridge back in the day, and it's one of those games that's just hard as balls on purpose. And in the original game, you only had like one hit kills. You would get to a save point because it would play similar to like Mega Man. You know, your typical side-scrolling run, jump, and shoot games, except that all the enemies are lightning fast, hyper-aggressive, and you have to be, like, pinpoint with your jumping. So in the original version of this game, everything killed you in one hit. In later versions, they gave you a little bit of a health bar to make it easier, but the game's still, like, a little bit of a pain in the ass, so... It's been a real fun trip going down memory lane with this game, since I can't run my Xbox on the computer now. So, yeah, that one's pretty cool to a play. Also been playing a little bit more of Genshin Impact. There was a recent update in the game, and new character banners were up. And I have had shit luck with these draws on these games, and it encourages you to spend more money by having a pity system. So if you're looking for like a 5-star character, which is like a top tier and the ones that are featured on the banner, you can draw up to about, I think it's up to like 25 or 50. And then you'll get like a 50-50, which will give you that character or a 5-star weapon. I lost on these 2 months in a row. And probably for the first time in a while, I plunked down like $10 or $15 for some extra gems so I can do a couple of more draws. Burned through that cash. I didn't get the character that I was that I was aiming for, but I got a constellation for a character that I've been training. So I guess that's a way to kind of take a victory in that. Sucks that I blew nearly $20 on it, but
making use out of some dirty draws.
Gotta change them. They're getting crunchy.
Yeah, that would probably be good. That would probably be good. What is your retro reboot? I guess for next week, right? That's how we're doing it now.
Yep, I did Eternal Champions yesterday. You can read that on the website now. And this week, which you can read on the Game Fix website, it will be posted between the hours of noon and 1 p.m. And I will be reviewing Dance Dance Revolution on the PlayStation 2. I'm holding the second game because I don't know where the first one went to. But
you have two of them.
Yes. Okay. Technically three. I've got like one of them for GameCube, but I don't have the pad for the GameCube. I actually still have a working a dance pad for the PS2. And I like hooked it up a few days ago to see if it worked. It was good to go. It doesn't feel good on the ankles doing it after all these years. But back in the day, I was a killer at a Dance Dance Revolution. It's one of those series that I kind of wish would come back, but I don't think it would. And honestly, stuff like Beat Saber is probably a little more fun.
We
hacked your webcam. Let's cut to Mike dancing, playing Dance Dance Revolution. It looks like it's not working.
Well, Mike, I'm looking forward to that, even though Verlaine wants to make fun of you for owning it. So, all right. So what I've been playing Star Wars Jedi Survivor, of course, and I'm still on the same exact fight that I left off last week. I still can't get through it. It's fucking hard. Jack, you have no idea what you're about. And you're not even close to that. If you were describing the scene before the show, during the show, going from like one thing to the next, that's way past that. So I can't wait till you get to that, because I feel like you're just going to quit and never play the game again.
I found out what level are you playing, Jedi Master?
Yeah.
I was playing Grandmaster, and I had to drop it down. So
I'm just doing Jedi Knight because I ain't no scrub.
Oh, wait. I think that's all I'm doing is Jedi Knight.
Just the default middle one.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I'm doing. That's like the middle one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you doing Jedi Master?
Story mode.
He's doing the one above it.
Doing the same one as you guys now. I was on the one above it, but when the one-armed man whooped my ass about 100 times one day, I was like, nope.
No.
Yeah. And I dropped it. I was like, all right, I'm going to drop it down. But I didn't realize that I was on the one higher.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's hard, but it's good. It's the game's solid. Everything about it, it's just good. It's just a great game. Anyway, I didn't play a lot of new games this week because I was out of town. I went to Canada over the weekend with some family, and I won't mention any games because I really didn't play any games other than the Star Wars. But I did go to a toy store that still exists in Canada, and that is Toys R Us. Dude, and it was everything that you dream about at night, especially if you are a toy collector. Is you walk into the toy store and every shelf was full. There was no empty shelves. It was glorious, glorious, glorious. And I bought some new Donnies. No big deal. You know me.
Yeah. Does it look the same? Like did they close and then reopen up there? Or?
No.
They never did. Okay.
Yep. So yeah, I mean, it is Toys R Us. I walked in and it was Toys R Us. Everything is Toys R Us. Oh my God, it was glorious. Glorious, 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 and I guess for us, the closest one would be just right outside of Niagara Falls, because that's where we vacationed, and it just happened to be right there, and I was like, okay, let's go. So, made some time and headed out there, even though I was with my father, and he goes, you want to go to Toys R Us on vacation? And I was like, listen, Dad, we don't have these.
Yeah, really.
This is 100% worth it, and it was. It was awesome. It was great. So,
I want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. Fuck yeah, I am. I don't give a fuck on anyone.
For life.
Life. All right. So yeah, that's what we've been playing. Let us know what you've been playing in the chat. Yeah, and we'll just go from there. So, all right, so let's get to the Stony stuff. I guess real quick, since no one really wants to talk about it. So, there was 23 games announced, or at least shown. I don't want to say announced because some of them were already announced. 7 PSVR 2 games, 1 movie, and 2 innovative things that PlayStation are coming out with. So before we get into games, let's get into what they're coming out with. The first thing is, earbuds, PlayStation 5 earbuds, which is fine. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. And a play, they're calling it Project Q. Is that right?
Yeah,
Q, I believe.
Q
Lite, yeah, something like that. But it is a wireless for the PlayStation 5. So it has a looks like a similar feel to the Switch, but with the PlayStation 5 controller. And that way you'll be able to play it anywhere. I hope anywhere. It's not just you have to have the PlayStation 5 on to play it. Do you like you can actually play the games anywhere? I'm hoping.
I don't know, man. That I don't think so. They tried that, remember, and it sucked with the Vita. Yeah. They never got it to work right.
Well, this is not the Vita, so let's hope maybe they did get it.
You're
to work
right. But shit, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's cool, I guess. I don't really care about like remote playing. Like I really don't need that, and especially if you can only play it well, like you know, within whatever distance from your PlayStation.
Because you can already do that. Microsoft can already do that. Like anywhere in my house, I could use it through my phone and a controller there to it.
And how
play type deal? That's all.
Never. Why would I do that? Why would I be in my house with an Xbox and fucking say, let's play it on anything smaller than my huge TV?
Yeah.
That way you can sit in your bed and play.
I can sit in my bed and play. I have a TV right here behind me, right there. And my bed's right there.
Some people aren't rich.
And you still have to buy an exclusive product to host it. So
yeah. Yeah, and so, obviously no mention on how much it's going to be. Big surprise.
Project Q.
But it's going to be about $350 to $400. That's where I'm at. Because that's what they do.
It would have to be portable, like a Switch, and then it's like buying a Switch, and then why not just buy a Switch?
Well, then you can't play some games. You can play Horizon Forbidden West on the Switch.
Yeah, but at least you can play Switch games on the Switch. And you still have a PlayStation to play PlayStation games. I mean, look, if you want to go to your dentist and play fucking anything on your PlayStation, then I guess, yeah, this is for you.
Like, oh, dude, when I go to the dentist, I wait so long, so I'm going to get this.
Here's the thing. How many times do you go out in public and just see somebody playing on their Switch outside? Never. Just exactly. Never. Rarely even on their phone. And usually I'll mess with people when their phone's sideways or when they're doing anything. I'll be like, what are you playing, Fortnite or anything? And no, they're just fucking texting and doing everything but playing games in public. Whatever.
Yeah.
More. Toilet games.
Toilet games.
Yeah.
And we don't mean shitty games, just games to play on the toilet. But if you call them toilet games, it sounds like bad games. Those huge toilet games. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know. It's fine. I guess they had to make the announcement, but who knows? It probably will be canceled before they even sees the light of day, because that's also what they do. But I guess we can go through some of these games. Let's start with the VR. I know, Verlaine and Jack, you guys both play a lot of VR stuff. So this is some interesting games I want to at least throw out there. Resident Evil 4, fine, whatever. That's definitely
that
not a
kind of piqued my interest a little bit.
I don't
like horror games that much in VR. Not that I've played a lot, but
if you're scared.
I've had an experience and it's too much for me. Yeah. And so I don't
know.
My
dad was killed by a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just too late. One of those dumb things where it's like, all right, guys, you have the resources. why did you not just make a new VR game? And because you couldn't just, it's not a matter of just switching the fucking camera view on a game like that. So whatever, it's still like, I feel the same way about like The Last of Us. It's just, we could have used this a while ago before every other fucking game that comes out in VR was fighting zombies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now every game in existence has a zombie mode.
Okay. Well, speaking of Arizona Sunshine 2.
Hell yeah.
That's one I was just like, hell yeah. Even though that's gonna be it's awesome. Zombies and it can kind of scare you a little bit.
That one we have experience with. We know that it's good. We know what to expect from it. And it's only going to be better. With the graphics, like, it's going to fucking look amazing. Yeah, and that game like was scary. And
Yeah,
it was. It's scarier than After the Fall. After the Fall, I think the more like mutants and skeletons than like The Walking Dead. I don't know. Like Arizona Sunshine to me is definitely scarier.
Well, you're like, coming around the corner and there's like a zombie there. Right there.
Yeah, and you only have limited ammo.
Yep.
What was that, Mike?
And like it's like Arizona Sunshine, like a faster game than like something like the Biohazard or like Dying Light.
Kind of not really actually, because it is kind of like slow paced, and then you'll like get somewhere, and like maybe an alarm will go off, and zombies will start swarming you, and like
it's
while
not
you're
really big
traveling
hordes, though.
Tunnels, yeah, like there's a lot of it's more scary. Like you'll be in a tunnel, and all you have is literally a flashlight, so you can just turn to the left, and a zombie's right there. Your battery, you can have no ammo, or you can have to, like, one time I didn't even have a flashlight. I didn't pick the flashlight up. So it's like you only have the shine of your bullets flashing.
That's kind of terrifying. Yeah.
You only see for, like, a tenth of a second at a time.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy. The other one, Crossfire Sierra Squad.
We play Crossfire.
I know. It just doesn't look.
It's just their version for PlayStation that's using the prettier graphics. I think PlayStation 5 is going to have the big problem of crossplay, like especially if they're making all these exclusive versions, like they're not going to have a lot of crossplay with.
If they even do, it may not be crossplay.
Yeah, because like right now, Oculus and Steam, and look, when you're fucking crossplaying with other VR, that's fine. I mean, they're not like putting aimbot on their fucking controllers. I guess they could be.
They probably could, but yeah.
But you know how dizzy you would get if you're playing VR and your fucking thing moves to where you're not wanting it to move? Like, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Ugh.
People will do it to win.
I was hoping that Crossfire game was a sequel to whatchamacallit, Firewall.
That's what I thought it was going to be too. Yeah.
Yeah. Other games, Synapse.
I can't remember what that was.
It's just another shooter.
That was the one where you're just that. You know what that looks like? That looks like it is progressively running. And you have to just see how fast you could do it by memorizing. So like you'll die and you'll be like, all right, do it again. And now you'll be better. You'll know that guy's there. Maybe you acquired a better power and you could do it faster and faster. Because it looked like he was running the entire time going fast as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the opposite of super hot. Like you just have to keep fucking, you're just perpetually like moving.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Beat Saber coming back with a new music pack, and that's Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fun doing.
Yeah, I like Queen.
New songs.
Yeah.
Something to play too. Might as well be a good band.
You can make your own now, right? Like, can't you go in there?
There's a PC has like modded ones, and you could get like unofficial.
Oh, they're unofficial. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. All right. Well, so that's the best of the PSVR, I guess. As far as the actual games there's so many games in these PlayStation showcases that like a lot of them just kind of get lost. I some of the trailers were like what? 20 seconds and you're just like, okay, next one, next, next, next.
Well, one of them was just like, oh, pretty artwork, cartoonish.
Yeah, bad idea, man. You have like, you're fucking piggybacked by a trailer that has gameplay and looks awesome, a trailer that has gameplay and look awesome, and you have the audacity to release a fucking hand-drawn trailer with no gameplay between two fucking, like, crazy what they were doing, dude. Yeah, that's definitely going to lose it. You're not only losing them, but you're, like, almost comparing the games, like, this awesome one and then the shitty one's coming out. And then this awesome one.
Just to give you an idea of, like, how awesome it's coming out, even if we have some bad one. I feel
like, or something like that. If that doesn't fucking rock your boat.
No, what it is when they actually release gameplay for the shitty ones, quote unquote, they could be like, you know, as seen in the PlayStation Showcase back in May or something like that. Like, that's really all they put it in there so they could say that, right? Like, that's really like all.
Tofu, cool. It's nestling next to the other stuff too.
Yeah, like no one really. you're like, man, I really want to eat tofu.
Well, did
you know what I mean? But you want to eat it if it tastes like something, right?
Did you notice that, like, the Destiny one?
Yeah,
it wasn't a fucking anything. Oh, that trailer was literally announcement date for an announcement. Because yes. If you read it, it says for more information, 8/22/23 destiny.com. It's like, what the fuck was that?
It was just, yeah, it was like Nintendo putting up the Metroid 4. That's it. So it's just like, okay, here it is. Yeah, you guys heard of Destiny, so this will make you excited later.
And they just got an expansion, so another one a year later?
Well, it sounds like it's the last.
Dude, I don't know, man. Their expansions, though,
Final Shape.
They have, like, their game seems to last long, right? Except when you really break it down, it's like a baseball game. If you take out all the waiting, you have the same amount of updates that every other game has, just less waiting time. Because this game, like, seriously, it'll have, like, three fucking huge expansions, which most games would have done in every 3 months, they would release it.
Yeah.
Destiny 2 just waits a fucking year to make it seem like the game's, like, huge. But it works because people eat that shit up.
Mm-hmm. I'd be pissed. Now, what is because, like, the first Destiny, like, released their expansion so close together that they thought, oh, we'll stretch it out to make the game feel more alive. And to its credit, the community stuck with it, so
I bought the first one kind of late in the game and wrapped up everything really fast, but that's got to say something. Like, make a fucking game that can last. Like, if you can plow through all of their expansions in like a week, there's something fucking wrong with the game. Like, I mean, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with it, but for me, that's stupid.
That's fair. All right, I guess we played the trailer at the beginning, which is a weird trailer, and it really didn't say anything about what was happening. But it's a remake, for Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. That's the third one, right? I believe.
Yep. Yes.
Is that why the triangle is there? Is it supposed to mean three?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's got 3 points.
Something.
I know when I saw Solid Snake, I got excited, and then it said Snake Eater, and then I got sad.
You're like, oh.
Because I didn't like that one.
I didn't either. That's when I fell off. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So this is non Kojima. So they're just rebooting it instead. They're like, hey, we're gonna keep coming out with Metal Gears whether you like it or not. And they're just gonna.
I mean, I would say there's no such thing as Metal Gear and non Kojima. I would imagine he had something to do with it, but they're also releasing
all the other ones. I saw
2 and 3. All right. So maybe Snake Eater is 4. Maybe that's
Mike.
Gun for the Patriots is 4. Is the fourth one.
So then maybe this is different.
I think they're probably just going to like repurpose some like story content and maybe give like a bit of a soft reset to Metal Gear, because I remember that being like one of the talking points. I never really had like a dog in that fight between Konami and Kojima. I feel like that they had a right to fire him because the guy was delaying his game and it was costing him money.
Mm-hmm.
To think that Metal Gear can't exist without him is a bit of a fallacy. Resident Evil has been fine without Shinji Mikami. Street Fighter has been fine without Nishitaki. The original creators don't necessarily have to be the like forebears of the game. I think if anything, the onus is now on Konami to prove that they could make a Metal Gear game without him. Metal Gear Survive was just a lazy asset flip. Like, I had fun with the game, but it was pretty bare bones. So
yeah,
and hey, they still do have Fox Engine, and you know what? I'll actually say this in a Konami's defense. For as much as everybody like loves Kojima and stuff, they were pissed when he fired David Hayter as Solid Snake and cast Kiefer Sutherland. He'd been trying to fire Hayter since like Metal Gear 3. He didn't even want him to return for 4. So the fact that Konami brought back David Hayter for Solid Snake is kind of a sign of goodwill, I think.
He's a hater.
Yeah. Well, is Resident Evil doing that good though? Because they keep redoing Resident Evil 4.
It's the best one, Resident Evil 4.
Village made tons of money. I think they should stop rebooting the old games at this point. And I like the Resi 4 remake, but
Resi.
Can we continue the story of the current games, please? I'd like to get Claire Redfield back in the game, and I don't mean rebooting Code Veronica. I fucking hated Code Veronica. Don't fair give enough. Me that.
All right, yeah, all right. Well, then we won't talk about sequels. Veronica. I promise you. We won't do that. Alan Wake 2! Are we excited? Yes. I don't know, man. Is that going to do well? It's going to do okay with the hardcore, you know, like the oh my God, Alan Wake, it was my favorite game. Like those guys, they're going to love it.
I think there's something going on with the kids that they're more of the children are really into horror. Even my kids, and it sucks, they're really into horror. We were kind of, you know, like when Nightmare on Elm Street, you'd want to watch it, but then you get scared and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it seems to be a thing, and it's almost like it's a thing. I mean, look how many games come out, and they have horror elements, and nowadays they don't even try to scare you. It's like action horror, or it's something. Or look, you have Ghostwire Tokyo trying to scare you.
Yeah.
You know, you have Five Nights at Freddy's trying to scare you since the very beginning. You have everything. Minecraft in the beginning was trying to be a scary game and kids flock to it. I always tell my son, I'll show you some really scary shit, but they want it, you know, and they want to cry about it. You cut all that fear.
That's scary clip.
So I don't know, man. I think there isn't. Honestly, those people out there that are psyched because they're like, I'm a fan of Alan Wake. You're not. You're just an idiot. But the people that have never heard of Alan Wake and that see this, the graphics look awesome. And I'm not the team that makes this game. They're good. I'm sure that if I was into it and into scary, it's going to be a good, scary game. Like, I think that this game and these people could pull it off. You know, I'm not fucking giving a shit about it. Especially, it's going to end up just like every zombie game. Like, every game coming out cannot just be a scary fucking game, because then it's going to be stupid. And that's what it's getting down to. Like, every game's... like, Outlast was the scariest game I think they could have made. A horror game where you cannot fight back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hell, even toward like the end of last year, it was like the Callisto Protocol, the Dead Space remake, horror.
Yeah. Everybody wants horror, but see, the thing is you it's okay to make horror with a gun, because it's like then you're making it a little safe. But in actuality, like if I had a gun, I wouldn't not want a weapon in like a game like Outlast. I wouldn't just be running. I would eventually be like, dude, I'm gonna fight or die. That's stupid. But yeah, I think, you know, I don't know. If someone's gonna make a scary game, make a fucking scary game. Like, even in VR, dude, I'd never touch a scary game in VR. Like, fuck no. Even knowing that it's not believing a ghost or anything, dude. Scary game in VR? Fucking no way, dude. I think my brain would betray me.
It's the fact that you can turn one direction and there'll be something right there.
Yeah.
I hated playing Resident Evil Village on VR. That was the first game I tried on PlayStation VR. Somebody was like, hey, try this out. And when Mia starts going freaking nuts and jumping in front of you, I couldn't take it. I hated it.
I got demo of that, and there was nobody around, but the tension was there until the very end when you leave, and then someone grabs you and yanks you back in.
I got kind of scared of the Guardians of the Colossus or whatever, the one where there's that huge dog that you ride, that big doggy bird thing.
Yeah.
What's the name of that? They remade it.
I know.
PlayStation exclusive. Shadow of the Colossus? It wasn't that game. It was another game.
Last Guardian.
Dude, I got scared in that VR experience where the thing just comes up. That friendly huge bird comes up to you, dude. I was having an anxiety. I was like, holy fuck. Sitting there. Big.
Yeah. Well, as far as Alan Wake goes, I don't know. I feel like maybe too much time has passed.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's obviously because the spinoff that, you know, at least I know as far as me and Verlaine were big fans of course, was not, now I can't remember the name of the
Quantum
game.
Break.
Quantum Break. Quantum Break.
Thank you. I was like, what are they? Yeah. I feel like that deserves a sequel.
Exactly. That, for sure.
That game was awesome. Alan Wake, I don't know. I thought the first Alan Wake was boring.
Yeah. But I actually tried the second one, America, the Madness one or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was boring too. I was like, we're going around and I'm like, I have a flashlight and I'm like, is this supposed to be scary? And I was like, not getting scared and I'm seeing things jump around, which is okay, but like, it was just weird and nothing happened.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to another game. And that is Final Fantasy 16. Final Fantasy. Mike, I'm going to throw that one to you because you are our resident weeb, if you will. Give us what you think about FF16. And that is not a fighter jet either. Go ahead.
It looks pretty well produced. Sony is banking the advertising for this game. They're trying to make it look the biggest Final Fantasy release since, at the very least, 15. 15 sold a lot, but the game was like very divisive. 16? It looks well directed. I mean, I've talked about it before on the show. I was never a hardcore Final Fantasy fan. I always liked Dragon Quest. I hated the last two Final Fantasy games that I played. I played Final Fantasy VII Remake. I did not like the pacing or direction of the game. Not even because it was bad, because it goes against everything that I have as like a gaming philosophy. Like, I would walk into a room and I couldn't explore anywhere. I would have to go and talk to that person in progress. And in Final Fantasy 15, they tried making it open world by giving you and your other Ninja Turtle buddies a car to drive around in. And yeah, it was fun to drive around and listen to like music from games, but that was pretty much it. Everything else about the game just funneled you into this like linear hallway. 16 looks like it's trying to do the same thing. The combat looks pretty cool. They're doing some darker themes with it. I'm personally just kind of over the franchise. I'll probably buy it used at some point. My wife and I buy the games to make fun of them. This one's going to make a lot of cash, but I'm personally not that excited.
There you go. Okay. So. I'm going to assume that you guys aren't excited either.
Nope.
I'm not excited, but I might end up playing it.
Okay.
Just because I usually
will do my best to avoid playing that game.
Sure. I'm sure it won't be hard.
I do have to say, they got to do something with their character models, because I'm getting tired of the mannequin look of the people. That, and match up the voice acting with the way the characters look too.
Well, because
that just takes me out of it.
It's made for like Japanese, right? Like that.
Oh, I know.
The mouse go, you know. So like when they dub in the English, they're not updating the mouth movements. So that's what we get out of it. So
yeah, but how often do you see some very effeminate, chiseled bone features face guy, and he's like, "Yeah, let's go do this."
You ever met Verlaine?
You don't even know me.
Was that your chiseled face?
I guess he is effeminate.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, Final Fantasy 16. I'm sure there's people out there that are pretty excited about it, but not on this show, that's for sure. The next one I want to talk about is pretty much the biggest copy I've ever seen in my life, and obviously they're doing it because Nintendo did it, and they're doing everything they can to kind of make it their own. You've heard of Splatoon. May I introduce you to Foam Stars? It's the same shit, but without paint, just colored foam, right? I mean, it's really what it is. Come on.
It's fucking embarrassing.
I was like watching it.
It's another tech demo, dude, because all it's trying to show is like the foam feature of how like meticulous they can like make it move, like kind of like the adaptive smoke that people are working on now with games, like,
hair flowing and all that
hair. And like last year it was Knack with all the particles, how many particles we can get moving, and now it's like how much foam with its own, like every particle has its own fucking physical nature and shit. Blatant ripoff. For them to even clear this as a fucking idea is absurd, because first of all, it comes to the dude who thought of it. Hey, let's do this. Fucking no one was like, dude, that's kind of lame. They were like, yeah, let's do that. Like, imagine if I fucking went to Xbox and I'm like, hey, man, I got this brilliant idea. We're going to fucking get a bunch of people, color things all different colors, and whoever has the most colors win. And they're going to say to me this. They're going to be like Tony Hawk Pro Skater? Haha. And then I'm like, no, like Splatoon. Get it? Because Splatoon is fucking ripoff too. But either way, that's stupid. That's the safest little family bullshit way to do team deathmatch I've ever seen. And it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Does Splatoon have abilities with their characters? Because that looks like about the only difference.
Yeah.
They do. They can blend into the ink and shit. But then, what surprised me, because I didn't know about that fucking little like thing that you showed us with the PlayStation. So that's another Nintendo thing that they're kind of fucking like.
Mm.
This is crazy. PlayStation's nutty, bro.
I've been saying it for years. PlayStation doesn't innovate. They just see what other people do and they'll try to copy it. And if it doesn't work, then they'll like abandon it and pretend that like you never seen it. Remember the PlayStation Eye toy, that freaking camera that you put on your PS2? Sony's not going to remind you that they did that stupid shit. But they will remind you that after that generation, Sega and Nintendo made a bunch of stupid mistakes, and then everybody started buying PlayStation. That's how they made their claim to fame. They waited for everybody else to do stupid fucking shit, and then they just like catered directly to like the casual audience. They told the casual audience that they're hardcore real gamers, and that's where they made their money. Like Foam Stars, it's probably going to end up the same way as like Destruction All Stars or whatever that was. It Knockout City.
Knockout City.
That fucking garbage.
Hey, let's play dodgeball in our video game.
Whatever. Yeah.
The only thing better than that would be pickleball.
I don't know what that is.
it's like tennis for old people.
I was thinking of squash.
No, that's a different game.
Yeah.
Come on. Of course, that's all you think about because you're old. So I get that.
I'm going to play some squash.
I'm gonna play some squash now. Yeah. The next game I'm bringing up, I'm completely serious about. I cannot wait for this game to come out. I'm trying to talk you into how serious I am about it. Obviously, I'm not. But that is Cat Quest. Pirates. Yes. Caribbean, whatever that is. Go ahead, Berlane. I can't wait.
I can't, like, there's nothing to say. Obviously, this is just targeting kids. I mean, whatever. I can't say anything about it. It's just, I mean, it's like you just showed me a fucking coloring book page. Like, I mean, what do I say? What do I say?
I don't know. You don't like to color? That's what I'm going to
do. I hate coloring.
You don't like cats?
Yeah, it's just a fucking, it's obviously, it's got to be made for kids. And if you're an adult, seriously, if you are an adult and you want anything to do with this game, even if you fucking made the game, you got to check yourself. You're fucking mental and stupid. It's dumb. It's a kid's game. And that's not, doesn't make them stupid. It makes you stupid for being like, oh, cat. No. Like, it's just whatever. It was not supposed to be on a showcase. Do they not know what the word showcase means? First of all, showing us 27 videos is not a showcase.
They put that one in because of, what was that? Stray did so well in the showcase.
Yeah, everybody wants cats.
I
think it was like one or two things. It was like, let's like capitalize off of like the popularity of Stray, and let's have another meme like they tried to do with the Bugsnacks. Bugsnacks didn't catch on as a meme.
Bugsnacks.
So now Cat Quest is going to try to be the meme game trailer. So
I literally played Bugsnacks just so I could make fun of it on our show. That's the only reason I played it. I was like, I know this is going to be odd. I knew it. Like, going into it, of course. Like, I was like, this is going to be so stupid. But I have to figure out how you play it so I can be like, that game is stupid. It's like, have you ever seen The Other Guys? How he learned how to ballet dance just so he can make fun of the guys that do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I played it sarcastically is really how I...
You know what? Yeah, I do that a lot too. So I totally relate to that.
So. You learn how to dance like that sarcastically? Yeah, I guess. The next game, Dragon's Dogma 2.
A name I haven't heard in a while.
I'm sure there's those hardcore guys out there. I say guys, but there's girls too. And that they, oh man, Dragon's Dogma was my favorite game. No, it wasn't.
No, yeah, it's one of those games that people tell you is like a hidden gem, and it's just sort of like, oh, it was that thing that you played for like a little while. You bought it along with like Darksiders used. You played it for a bit, and then like time passed, and then you go on Facebook and you go, I bet I'm the only person that played Dragon's Dogma and liked it.
Like, and liked it. Yeah, not just played it and liked it. Yeah. That's
it's like it was okay.
Yeah. Jack, you're speechless, or you're not paying attention, or you're frozen. I don't know. Either way.
I don't know that game. A lot of the RPGs didn't really do anything for me.
Anymore. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it's you know, more Capcom stuff that isn't Darkstalkers, so I don't really care.
Yeah. Although there is one game that I was actually kind of excited about. I do like a like a samurai type game, Phantom Blade Zero looked pretty decent. Honestly, I'm into it. I want to know more about it. I want to see if this game is even worth it. But from what they showed, okay, I'm listening. I'm paying attention.
Awesome.
I mean, if it's anything like what's the Tokyo game that was
Ghostwire Tokyo? This game's going to actually be good because I was focusing on the combat and you get a lot of sword clanging, which I think is not button mashing, but I think a lot of the fighting you do has to do with deliberate mix-ups. Like, you're going to go in, you're going to start swinging and clanging, and then it's your job to mix it up to get it so you're not – just like games have that adaptive learning style where they'll start dodging if you keep just spamming the same one. Same thing's going to happen, but if you keep spamming, that's when you just start clanging swords. Yeah. Now you have to mix it up in order to get the hits. Plus the multi-direction and whatever the fuck's going on, it looks like it's also like kind of how the Path of Neo, certain moves are triggered when certain characters are in certain positions around you. Then you can trigger a two move would then become a three kill if three guys are around you. If it's a one guy, it'll do like a three hit to him. Of all the things they showed, And this game, when I first started watching the trailer, I was like, oh, fucking God, another goddamn samurai period piece.
That's fuck exactly me. What I
like,
thought, too.
someone makes a hit, and everyone is like, wow, everybody loved Ghost of Tsushima. They must love that kind of game. No, we just love that game, specifically that game. We like Mario Brothers. We don't like every game consisting of a fucking plumber. Like, that's retarded. And that goes on. But this game looks pretty sweet. The only thing I do have to say is when you were talking about the mouths and stuff moving, this one, hopefully they will fix that. And it's just because it's not a finished product yet. But this one had the whole fucking like, Dragon Ball Z Saturday morning cartoon dubs to the voices, and it sounded like way it sounded like an Asian being a white guy when they were doing the dubs for this game.
Yeah,
but it sounded too low quality. Yeah, it sounded too low quality to be seriously. So I will not even think that. Hopefully, that's not how. But yeah, as for the gameplay, it looked fucking sweet.
Yeah, whenever games are shown on these showcases, a lot of them are just like, this is the first iteration. So hopefully, yeah, I'm with you. I'm hoping they do kind of fix that and kind of tighten the screws, if you will. Yeah. So last one, there's so many more to talk about. The last one, at least I want to mention, is Assassin's Creed Mirage. Is it Enzo Auditore?
I don't know. I thought it was a reboot or a remaster of the first one,
okay.
Which wasn't what that wasn't who the character
it
was.
It looked a lot like the first one. Like even all the parkour, they were highlighting the parkour as if it was like a new feature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's fucking Assassin's Creed, dude. Like some games don't need a yearly fucking redo.
Yeah.
Imagine if Star Wars like did that. If like every fucking year you got a new fucking like Jedi Fallen.
Well, no, the last Assassin's Creed game was in 2020, I believe. Valhalla.
Well, yeah, that was So it's been
that was the last one. Oh, yeah. So then they took a couple years off.
They did. Yeah,
they
did.
They were doing it. Either way, yeah. There were two in there that I kind of want to. Like kind of, I don't know, the two games, Immortals, whatever it was, Immortals Ascension or whatever it is, and then the game Ghost Runner.
That one.
Remember how? So, yeah, but Runner. Here's the thing. Remember how the last one of these, it was all the third person games. It was all like every game is third person adaptive cover. That's what PlayStation is. Now it's all about those fucking first person games with no guns. Because both of those games are now like they're just pumping out these games where first person shooter without the gun. And as I've said, me, like I'm done with those games because you have VR. And yeah, that one Immortals game. Yeah, that looks sweet doing all these little fucking spells. But the last game that did that is Ghostwire Tokyo. And all it is animating a reload of a gun or animating the shooting of a gun in a different way. Using the force and stuff. Yeah, that's all fucking fun and games when you're in VR. But when you're now doing that, all I can see is that it's just, you know, you're not doing anything. You're not throwing a rope. You're just fucking, it's a grappling hook. It's anything. Like, there's nothing special. If you're using each thumbstick in a certain motion to cause this shit, fucking fantastic. That's original idea. They can have that one for free. But fuck me, dude. Like, it doesn't matter what your hands are doing before. All to me, that is, that's a slow reload time before I can cock the gun and shoot it. It's just stupid. It's not, it's impractical. Like, it just, without VR, like, just take that next step, dude. You've got the gameplay. You've got the story. You've got the sweet-ass graphics. You've got the team to make the game. Grow the fuck up and just take that next step.
Okay.
Yeah.
None of us liked Ghostwire Tokyo.
No.
Fucking Atomic Heart, same thing. Looked sweet, right? Until you play it and you're like, you know what? It's not as, there's not as much freedom as I want at all.
Actually, that's another thing. It was the Bioshock like type of games where you got one hand that's something and then a gun.
Yeah.
Those are cool as long and if the story works well. But it, when it, so you hit a story part in the game. And it takes you out of first person so you can see that person that you are playing in the game. Totally lose it.
Like the cinematic?
Yeah. Yeah. And Atomic Heart did that same thing. Like the
When you're in VR, it is weird to give you a different identity than yourself.
Yeah.
I like being the silent
protagonist.
I felt like the one game that should have been more influential was at the time was like the first Mirror's Edge. Like the first Mirror's Edge felt like fresh for its time, but devs didn't really do anything with it ever since.
Oh, yeah, what is it? Catalyst? Is that the second one or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Man, like, the first one was so fucking fun. That game was so awesome. Like I love that game. That was so innovative and everything. And I was like, man, this game's awesome. And the second one came out, I was like, well, sweet. If it's anything like the first, it's going to be awesome. And they just completely missed the mark. And honestly, the new Star Wars game does parkour way more justice. Than the second, than the Catalyst ever did. So, even though Jack can't figure it out, but he'll get it. He'll be
fine. he'll takes get time it. To practice.
Yeah.
Controller drift, I blame.
No, is that what it is?
That's got to be what it is.
Controller not working. Well, then get the wireless one. Get the Q, Project Q, and give it a go and see if you have the same problem.
I can't see what's happening. The screen's too small.
Yeah, that's what, that's the next one. That's the next one. All right. Let's get off that a little bit, but let's go to some Mortal Kombat 1 talk. They're saying that the game will be about 100 gigs, which is fine. I don't understand people that get mad about games, especially AAA games nowadays that are over 100 gigs. Like, if at this point, if they're not over 100 gigs, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to be like, do I even want to play that? Yeah. I mean, of course, there are the exceptions. I'm sure. Fine. Overwatch, I think that's only, 60 gigs? Something like that.
Something like that.
Used to be like 20.
Yeah, it used to be way less. But like, I mean, you know, Jedi, what's that, 140? 136?
It was really big. That's right.
Something like that. So like, I don't know, like people that get like real mad at that, I'm like, okay, like that's how big games are. Tough. Yeah, you have to download that.
I can only have 5 games on my console at one time.
How much more do you need? How many more do you need?
I want to play all of them at the same time.
Play them all. So there's that. That's fine. But what we what they did announce and what we are getting is they did announce a new skin for Johnny Cage. That new skin will be none other than the Jean-Claude Van Damme. So we obviously, if you're not aware, Jean-Claude Van Damme was actually the model of Johnny Cage to begin with. You know, like the martial artist, movie star, whatever, like that. It was made because of Jean-Claude Van Damme. The fact that we're actually finally getting it, where we see Jean-Claude Van Damme as Johnny Cage, cool. I'm in. That sounds awesome. Will they cast him in the new movie? That would be even fucking more awesome. But I doubt that'll happen. So.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Your thoughts on that, guys?
I'll put Van Damme into 2 fighting game franchises. He was in Street Fighter also.
Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
He would be in that's right. Movie, the game. Yes.
Yeah.
I like he actually that would one. Be the first guy that like crossover, because Robin Shao, who played Liu Kang in the first Mortal Kombat movie, played Gen in Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Ah, so he'd be the second one.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I think it's cool. I think it'll be cool if they have his voice. But I mean, it would be cooler if it was actually him during the story. Like, if that was the default Johnny Cage of the game, that'd be cool.
I doubt that.
Right. It won't be. They already said he was skin. But if he was, that would have been sweet. I'm just overall excited about the game. It looks like, I mean, you know, the trailer, you're seeing him fucking, it's just him fighting Shang Tsung. But like, what the fuck? Like, Shang Tsung A is alive. B decides to fight him, and then what? He kills him immediately? It can't be like that.
Of course not.
It's just showcasing the violence. Well, I don't even know why they have to showcase the violence at this point. It's Mortal Kombat.
But I mean, this is the most violence they've ever showed. They're actually showing real. Yeah. See, they used to show it was almost, what do they call it? It was just ridiculous. It was like exploding and bones and ribs everywhere, or like stabbing them and turning them into whatever the fuck. Like, but this is like, it just looks wetter. It looks more graphic. There, the wounds are more, to describe it again, it's like The Boys violence. It's not comical anymore. They're not doing a cut you in half, you split open. Now it's like they're kind of adding a little bit of realism and grossness to it. It just, it's just something about it. Like, usually it's, you know, ripping someone's head out with their spine never could happen. It's like not physics. Now, I'm not saying pushing someone's head through their body to split it in half is, but it's more realistic than a lot of the other shit they've done.
Yeah.
Having him suspended and then doing that, as opposed to just doing that or anything else. Like, I don't know. it was pretty brutal. And then the shit they were just showing, like the slash to the neck, even seemed more graphic than they would usually do. Yeah. Jamming the eyes out. I mean, they've done shit like that all the time. It just looks like they're going fucking real. They're going to be hyper real with this shit now.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Almost like scary, kind of like, holy shit, that really is how my arm would be ripped off my bone. It wouldn't be like a clean cut.
Right.
Right.
That'd be sweet if every wound was like randomly generated. Like every time you decapitate something, someone like it would tear off just differently.
That'd be crazy.
That would be cool to sit there and hack at someone and start lopping off like planks of skin.
Yeah, if you keep cutting their hand, their arm, it would actually like cut off.
It's kind of like what Johnny Cage.
Wolverine game.
Well, it's kind of like Johnny Cage's fatality in 11, where he does the uppercut. And I got to do it again. One more time. And then he finally knocks his head off. It's kind of like that.
I thought one of the more like savage fatalities from MK11 was like Chronica, where she would like bring you back, kill you again, bring you back, kill you again.
Oh, yeah. Make your skin explode and then it comes back and then
that's always that's like kind of savage. It's actually funny that you do mention the more like real. Is there something funny about the fact that the AEW game has like cartoonish amounts of blood and the Mortal Kombat games like taking a more like visceral approach to the violence?
Yeah, because it's more real. So that's
although
I do have a prediction for Mortal Kombat 1 for Lane, like you said, it'd be kind of stupid if Shang Tsung was like killed like right off the bat, you know, with that. I think they are going to kill him right off the bat. I do. And I then think that the other era that when he won, it'll be like a multiverse that he comes down and then they still like.
I need to play the game again to end it. But yeah, I mean, that'd be cool because that Shang Tsung is the one from the movie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Kidao, what's his name? I should know his name. I don't know if they'll do that, but I think that would be pretty cool. Either way, I'm like you guys. I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. So, I just want to give you a quick stat. So the Wii U, as we know it, or as especially as Mike knows it, the Wii U sold in its lifetime, 13.56 million units, which is kind of a joke to today's standards, right? But the console didn't do great; it flopped. That's what a flop looks like. To give you an idea, in 3 days, Tears of the Kingdom sold 10 million copies. 3 days for a reskin game that is not that fun.
Yeah, so Dave, you can't call it reskin. You're gonna piss off people again.
Dude, these people are literally they're like, all right, so here's the old game, Miles Morales, but here's some shiny keys too. So while you're playing this shiny keys, you like the shiny keys better to make the game last longer?
Oh, I like shiny keys. Actually, you know what? Now that you mention that, we didn't mention Spider-Man 2. Obviously, that game's already been announced. We already know that. But the fact that we got to see Peter Parker with the symbiote is...
And you're going to be switching back and forth?
Yeah, and which means that Miles Morales will have to beat Peter Parker at the end.
Yep.
Did I ruin it?
It's obvious.
Obvious.
He'll at least have to fight him at some point.
And he'll knock the symbiote out of him or something like that. Yeah.
What if there's like two different story branches depending on which Peter
when it comes to the actual storyline and Miles Morales, the Spider-Man in the Miles Morales universe dies. Because that's because Miles Morales takes over, just like they did in the movie.
So at the end of Miles Morales, Peter dies.
What do you mean?
The game.
No.
Oh,
he's still alive. I'm just saying.
This is where he dies.
Yeah, as far as like canon goes, Peter Parker is supposed to die so Miles Morales can take over. It could happen in this way. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, plus they reskinned. I got to be honest. I saw like a picture of Peter Parker again, and I know like because they updated the way he looks. I hate the way he looks.
I don't like the way that new skin looked too. I didn't want to play it. Yeah.
The one that looks like Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked creepy. It was all kind of waxy. I get it. They were kind of tying in with the movie because it was being released at the time, but I don't know. It was just sort of off putting. Like I know that people threw that fit about the Avengers game for not looking like the movies. I just assumed that it's like maybe they just couldn't get the likeness of the actors, and they don't really have to because who says it's a part of the MCU? Not everything like Marvel related has to emulate the MCU. I actually kind of get a little bit tired of that. Like,
the people that watch the movies nowadays didn't have a background of comic books. They you know, a lot of people got into the MCU because, you know, everyone else was into it. So let's get into it. But they didn't know what, you know, like it actually isn't an original story. It was derived from a comic book. So like those people don't know the difference. So that's why they're like, why doesn't it look like them? Well, because you're a moron. That's why.
Well, I'd be like someone that never watched Star Wars was like, I'm going to go watch Star Wars and watched episode one. And is like, where the hell's Luke Skywalker at? Because that they like, know Luke Skywalker. But
you're right. Exactly. It's like, well, he's not alive yet. So slow down. Anyway. All right. I do mention it on every episode I can whenever there's a crossover like this wicked crossover. I can't wait for this. So you guys ready? Power Watch Simulator crossover with SpongeBob. Anyone? Woo woo. Anyone? Nobody? That's not how it sounds. That's not how it sounds. But yeah, there you go. So you get Power Watch Simulator, and you can now clean off SpongeBob's house underwater.
Because that that works.
Fine.
Yeah. Like, if anyone is gonna say, hey, what are you doing? You're wasting your time with games. That's it. Like, if you're playing excited, why are you doing that?
I didn't mean to.
When you're getting excited that Power Wash Simulator is getting a new level, you're wasting you're not a gamer and you're wasting your fucking time. You're being had mainly by the one dude who fucking made that stupid ass game.
Yep.
Here's a foggy version of it. Now make it high res. That's it. That's all you're fucking doing. So congratulations. You're making something dry wet.
You're making me wet right now. Yeah.
I'm going to release Power Wash Simulator versus my butt.
Oh. Hey. That's weird. That's really weird.
I'll just be blurry and then all of a sudden it'll be nice and
high. It's unbeatable. I can't do it.
One at a time, guys. One at a time. Anyway. All right. Let's go to some movie TV news. So we have Disney is removing about 50 plus movies, TV shows from Disney Plus and Hulu. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. There is a list. If you guys want to go through that list, it is on our website. Mike so eloquently put it up on the website, gamefixshow.com. Yeah, going through that list, there isn't anything where I was just like, oh my God, that's amazing. I can't believe they're taking that down. Like, there's really nothing. I don't know. I think people make this too much of a big deal.
Is it more like, why was that even on there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, does anyone care that the Pentatonix around the world for holidays is going down? Does anyone fucking care? Like, I don't know.
The only people who give a shit are probably the people that were like, oh, we were making money from that being on there.
Probably the Pentatonix, that's about it.
We lost our jobs to inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Before we even started our jobs. We tried to take the jobs of inanimate objects. That'd be like me saying, hey guys, check this out. I can sweep and clean this room without fucking a broom and towel. There's the Pentatonix. And then I'm gonna be surprised why I get no work.
Because they have no background in...
They have no instruments. Arts. I'm a musician. Watch this. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. You're a little more talented than that, but okay.
I don't know.
just using it as an example. Although the only one that I'm really kind of sad about is the World According to Jeff Goldblum. And if you've never seen
that, going?
That's like an original.
So, yeah.
That was
That's so a Discovery. Was, isn't that a Nat Geo original?
Yeah, or, something like that. Yeah. Well, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why were they taking their original for streaming? Where else are you going to fucking see it?
I don't know. Maybe it was a contract thing that lapsed.
Yeah, probably.
Who knows? We don't really know.
They're just lying to us. They're probably like, oops, we made a mistake. Someone actually pushed delete and got rid of all this shit. So we're just going to fucking play it off like we wanted to.
Have you guys run into the Netflix issue yet? That you got to pay $7.99 for all the satellite Netflix accounts yet? Anyone? No. Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to be like, I can't access my Netflix account, even though I'm stealing it from somebody else. But I can't do it.
I'm waiting to get the email because I have like three profiles, and my wife has been using my Netflix account for the last couple of months, so I'm almost expecting to be hit with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you do, let us know.
We'll do.
All right. Two more things. Now we know this is true. This is actually something we've actually talked about on the show. I know Jack said that I think it was Verlaine. Maybe Verlaine was the one that said that he doesn't think that Pedro Pascal is actually in the Mandalorian outfit in the uniform or whatever. Well, turns out you're right.
What?
Pedro Pascal has confirmed that his Mandalorian role is now mostly voiceover work.
Yeah, dude. Wow. I told you. It all fucking points to it. Like, that's why they're focusing on fucking what's her name. Like,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he has confirmed it. Yes, that it is mostly voiceover.
I knew it. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So yeah nice. I'm
there
smart.
You go.
I love it. Well, he was probably doing Last of Us at the same time. So
no excuses, Jack. No, the point is they're not going to pay somebody big bucks to be in a suit the whole fucking time.
I agree.
That's why Tony Stark in Endgame, a lot of times whenever he's not in battle, his fucking helmet's off. Like, what sense does that even make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, anyone could be him.
That's
good to hear.
That's good to hear. Okay, that's good. Only because you're right. That's
my good. It is. Yeah. It makes me feel good that like my logic like was good. So good. I'll keep doing that.
All right. Good.
Title of this episode: Verlaine's always right.
Actually, it's not bad. We might use that anyway. except for when he's wrong. That's what'll be the All right. Last but not least, actually, Jack, you were the one that. Sent this to me, and I started laughing. I was like, "Oh my god, we got to mention this." Apparently, according to the director, is that what it is? Whatever for
I think that's what it was. Yeah,
for the new Flash movie. Not only will we see Batman played by Michael Keaton, because we know that we've already seen it, where there's video, there's whatever, so we already know that's happening. But they are embracing the multiverse. Although, do they call it the multiverse? Does DC call it the multiverse?
Yeah, I think so.
Same thing, like
it's like Elseworlds or something like that.
Elseworlds, Earth 2.
Well, it turns out, and I don't know if this is to be true. I was looking, the article you sent me is a little sus, but whatever. It's cool. I think I like a good rumor. So let's throw the rumor out there. And it turns out that in the new Flash, not only will we get Michael Keaton's Batman, but we will also get the never before seen Superman played by Nick Cage.
That phone.
Anybody?
I'm trying.
I hope it's real. I hope that's fucking real because I'll be like, yeah. It's almost like the shitty Sonic.
Right. in Rescue Rangers,
and they put it in the Rescue. It was fucking hilarious. Anyway, Verlaine, go ahead.
I don't know, man. I mean, that would be good. It would be good, but it seems like, I mean, it would be fun to see. But like, really, I don't think this is what DC needs to be doing now. Marvel can do it. They could show us fucking a Spider-Man that was stupid, or you know, if they were to show Tom Cruise as Iron Man. But I don't know. This is just more silly. And
will he have long hair? That's what I'd like to know.
Hey, look, if they do it, whatever. I mean, Nicolas Cage would probably be down.
It would probably be the best part of the movie. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I guess. See, it would be better if it's just not the same though, because he's not been in the movie. Like he's been in. I don't know. I mean, good. I hope so.
Never before seen.
Yeah, I guess I'm down. I mean, I'm not going to say no. I mean, it could be just a brief thing, but
they should do a movie about genies and then put in Sinbad,
the sailor,
the fucking
comedian.
Comedian, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, I don't know. That
bring in Shaq to show Shazam.
Will Smith.
Dude, bring in Shaq Robin is steel. Robin Williams as Peter Pan just makes an appearance.
Peter Pan.
Billy Zane is the Phantom.
If only.
Oh, awesome. And then fucking what's his name? What's his nuts could be the Green Hornet?
Brendan Fraser?
Seth Rogen.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, Brendan Fraser probably could do it too.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
The bald one could be the Shadow. Yeah.
Totally. Something like that. The Shadow. Remember, like that was like, ooh, what is this? Yeah. It was terrible.
Remember fucking Darkman?
Darkman was just terrible.
Oh, Darkman ruled.
Yeah, like, it was like, good.
It sucked, but it also ruled.
All right. There you have it.
It ruled the land of suck.
Sucked, but it ruled. I don't know. This probably the same as Nicolas Cage as Superman.
The freaking plastic painted on muscles. Just
those aren't painted on, Mike. Calm down. All right. Those aren't painted on.
Really?
That's real. That's totally real.
What are you talking about? It's totally real.
Anyway. It's Nick Cage.
All right. That'll do it. Thank you so much for watching us live. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much for downloading it even more. We do appreciate that. Helps us out even more. Please check out our website, gamefixshow.com. Everything there, as well as our social media, our Patreon, and you could just listen to an episode right there on the page. Boom. Easy peasy. So, you guys have anything else before we say goodbye?
No.
Nothing? Nothing?
Nope.
No? Okay. No final thoughts? That's cool with me. It's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Show's over.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Science, science, science. Science, science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes.
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes.
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes... Yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.